What's going on, Kansas State Nation? Eddie Greer, back for another edition of the PPPD edition of this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. This podcast focuses on all things Kansas State athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, where your host is currently residing at. That's me, Eddie Greer, here for the Purple Project Podcast. And let's just jump on in here. Golf edition, folks. The men's golf team, I mentioned them in the previous edition of the weekly podcast last week, one of two weekly podcasts last week. If you have not checked it out, please do that. I believe the schedule has changed for, at least for this week anyways, probably do one. We'll see. I keep going back and forth, either do one or two, but we'll see with a lot going on, including in NFL, but that's what's on the plate right now. But anyways, yes, the men's golf team officially kicked off their season today, as I'm sitting here recording this on Monday, September 12th, 2022. And this probably is going to go out immediately in another couple hours or so like that. Today and tomorrow, the Wildcat Invitational goes down for the K-State men's golf team, coming off of one of the more prolific, tremendous seasons in school history. Of course, the men's golf team, you remember, last spring made it all the way in to the postseason in NCAA golf team. They made it to the tournament. And who would have thought that, you know, golf had an NCAA tournament? But I know now. I didn't know now. I know now about that. So the K-State men's golf team made it, but they fell short for the finals. They made it to the Sweet 16 or Sweet 12 or the Final 12 or something like that. And then, of course, fell. They had to make the Final 6 or 8, something, somewhere in the lines of that. And they fell a little short. But they have everybody back except one player there as well. The K-State Invitational, folks, at Colbert Hills here in Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, that's one of the more popular golf courses here in Manhattan, Kansas. For those of you who live here, y'all know where that's at. Excuse me, but for those of you who do not, that's right out here. Well, you can't see it, obviously, because this is a radio podcast, but you have to go. It's on the west side of town. Well, a little bit of the west side of town. Near that whole entire complex out there. They have nice houses, and I'm not even going to mention how much those cost out there. And right there in the middle is Colbert Hills, right there. That nice little expensive area right there. Next to Finesta, next to a lot of offices out there being built in that area, and houses are still going up in that area. I know this because I go out there, obviously, for deliveries and other things like that. Old Chicago is out there as well. Shout out to those guys as well. Let's see. Yes, so Colbert Hills is 7,525-yard course out there. And of course, the head coach for the men's golf team is Grant Robbins, enters his ninth season with this team. Damn. And of course, yes, they made the NCAA regionals last spring. As I mentioned, or I didn't mention the NCAA regionals, but this is my finals. But yeah, the regional since 2009, and the expectations for this team pretty high for this golf team. They're being put underneath the shovel a little bit. With the football off to a solid start, and we've been tracking volleyball here on this podcast, obviously. We cover all things athletics here on this podcast. None other than all the other podcasts, we are much different. Yes, we do cover football and basketball, but we want to cover all things K-State on this podcast. So, again, another shout-out. If you want more K-State sports, you want to keep up just with all the sports, Pro Project Podcast is the place to do it as well. So the football team, not the only team that has high expectations. This golf team right here has expectations to get back to the NCAA playoffs there as well. The average, the Wildcats return every major contributor from a team that captured six top 10 finishes a year ago and accumulated the best stroke average in school history at 288.2. That's team average, folks, right there. As well, Robbins will send out the lineup this week that's going on right now. It's probably coming to the end of day one. We'll have the results of this, I'm hoping, for tomorrow. So, again, a lot coming out of this podcast here. But Lorenz, Schreidrin, Luke O'Neill. I thought he was a senior last year. Luke O'Neill was. But anyways, he's coming back. That's big for that team. Will Hopkins, Cooper Schultz, and grad transfer Grayson Blunt on his team. Cooper Schultz, he did something big a couple weeks ago. I can't remember what it was, but it should be in the Pro Project Podcast feed, wherever you get your podcast there as well. Schreidrin, a sophomore, broke out in his freshman year. He came from Cologne, Germany there as well. Let's see here. Hopkins, who's a senior this year. O'Neill, okay, that clears it up. O'Neill's a junior who had his biggest individual accomplishment last year there as well. I called that. I know I talked about it on the Pro Boxer Podcast last season. And, of course, a newcomer, Mr. Blunt, who comes to Manhattan as a grad transfer from Sam Houston State. The past season for the Bearcats saw Blount record an average of 73 stroke average, claiming 3 top 10 finishes, and helped Sam Houston State advance to the 2022 NCAA Championship at the Greyhawk Golf Course there as well. And Blount, let's see his first name real quick. I gotta go back up. Grayson Blunt, going back here. Where was I at? Yeah, Grayson Blunt. His best performance came at Colbert Hills last year for Sam Houston State, which individually came at a 6th-place finish as well. And, of course, for K-State, they have the other guys as well, Tim Tillmans, Nicholas Mason, and Ben Stroller as well. Tillmans is a senior. Average, led the team in stroke average last season with a 72.5 par average there. Tallied 7 finishes inside the top 20 as well. And at the NCAAs at Norman Regional last spring, Tillman's finished at 14th place at a 2-under par 214, which is was the highest finish by a Wildcat in an NCAA Regional since Robert Shreb, who finished 12th in the NCAA Central Regional back in 2006. So this team is deep. And now you add in someone individually who can put up stats as well, who can shoot low as well, like a Grayson Blunt as well. So, man, this team is pretty, this team pretty stacked deep. And they got high expectations, so I'm interested to see the results. Now, after Memorial's podcast, they're still going on day one of two of the Wildcat Invitational right now. It's probably going to be coming to an end here in a little bit. Obviously, daylight now starting to really shrink a little bit. We're closing in. Pretty much summer's a wrap, even though it's still pretty hot with cooler temperatures in the morning. I expect the days to get a little shorter, and you know the fall. It gets darker around 6, so it's still light out. Still recording this podcast. It's been getting darker before 8 now. So, yeah. So, it's going to creep up there before we know it. But definitely for sure, this golf team, K-State Nation, be something to watch here throughout the fall as they look to get back in the NCAA postseason play. They got the talent to do it, obviously. We've been covering this since, obviously, we started this podcast. Wanted to cover more, getting to know, well, not know them personally, but know this team a little bit more, understanding where this team is at. And Grant Roberts, the head coach of this team, got a pretty damn good squad. And I'm interested to see what's in store for this men's golf team this year. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to wrap it up on this golf edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. This will go out in a minute. There's already an episode up already with the upset over the weekend. Last Friday night, the women's soccer team upset Yale. I'm not going to say any more. Other than that, check the postcast. It's already out wherever you get your podcast right there. This will be out in a couple of hours, maybe in another hour and a half. This will go up as well. I have volleyball coming out tomorrow. And the postcast of football might be put on hold. Well, it could be coming out either Wednesday or Thursday somewhere. And also a preview of Tulane coming here to Manhattan this Saturday as well. That could be, let's not overlook Tulane, obviously, with OU looming. And a time has been placed for the Oklahoma game. More on that as the week progresses as well. But for right now, we're going to wrap this up, put this in a pen, and the Pro Project Podcast, wherever you get your podcast, and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater who loves K-State about this podcast. Eddie Greer, go catch you. I've been listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.